Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Genius of Birds by Jennifer Ackerman. Read by Margaret Strom. Introduction. The Genius of Birds. For a long time, the knock on birds was that they're stupid, beady-eyed and nut-brained, reptiles with wings, pigeon heads, turkeys. They fly into windows, peck at their reflections, buzz into power lines, blunder into extinction. Our language reflects our disrespect. Something worthless or unappealing is for the birds. An ineffectual politician is a lame duck. To lay an egg is to flub a performance. To be henpecked is to be harassed with persistent nagging. Eating crow is eating humble pie. The expression bird brain for a stupid, foolish, or scatterbrained person entered the English language in the early 1920s because people thought of birds as mere flying, pecking automatons with brains so small they had no capacity for thought at all. That view is a gone goose. In the past 2 decades or so, from fields and laboratories around the world have flowed examples of bird species capable of mental feats comparable to those found in primates. There's a kind of bird that creates colorful designs out of berries, bits of glass, and blossoms to attract females. And another kind that hides up to 33,000 seeds scattered over dozens of square miles and remembers where it